IDF is a very vague, opaque armed group, and they've been active for 3 decades. We now see that there are 2 factions within IDF. One, the biggest faction that has claimed or swore allegiance to ISIS, and another smaller faction that still strives for the older idea of fighting Museveni and overthrowing the Museveni government. But the biggest faction is the one that's currently being targeted. We've seen in the past with ADF is that there's always a bit of a cycle. ADF is active, they attack the population. We've now seen the recent attacks in Kampala and Uganda itself. And then there's often a step up in military operations by the Congolese. Afterwards, we often see retaliation by the ADF on the Congolese population. So it's a bit of a cyclical violence. We've seen connections between ADF active in eastern DRC and the rebel movements active in northern Mozambique. So we see Rwanda actually fighting rebels in northern Mozambique and Uganda now targeting ADF, also linked to ISIS in eastern DRC. But these two groups, there are also connections between the two. So we've seen these transnational networks emerging, also being provided financial assistance by ISIS members in Kenya, Nairobi. So it's definitely a network that's on the rise in the region.